The nation's largest organization of lawyers has called on the Bush administration to change a key policy in its campaign against terrorism. It denies U.S. citizens jailed as enemy combatants access to legal counsel. By an overwhelming vote, the American Bar Association's House of Delegates approved a resolution calling for access to counsel and other legal protections. From the ABA meeting in Seattle, NPR's Wendy Kaufman reports.
Two men, both U.S. citizens, are being detained as enemy combatants in this country. Yasser Hamdi was captured on the battlefield in Afghanistan. Jose Padilla was arrested at the Chicago airport on suspicion of plotting to explode a dirty bomb. Neither man has been charged with a crime. The Bush administration has denied them access to lawyers, citing national security. They are being held incommunicado in military brigs. At the ABA's meeting yesterday, the administration and its critics took to the floor to passionately debate the treatment of enemy combatants. Neil Sonnett, head of the Bar Association's task force on the issue, said that what's at stake is not Padilla and Hamdi, but the principle of due process. As he stood before about 500 members of the bar's governing body, Sonnett told them he had already received hate emails from those wondering how he could defend the rights of terrorists. No one, said Sonnett, wants terrorists walking our streets. But at the same time, constitutional rights must be protected.
We are a great nation, not just because we are the most powerful, but because we are the most democratic. Indefinite detention, denial of counsel, overly secret proceedings could tear at the Bill of Rights, the very fabric of our great democracy. We must ensure that we do not erode our cherished constitutional safeguards and that we strengthen the rule of law.
But the Bush administration and its supporters countered that there is nothing in the Constitution that requires that enemy combatants be given access to counsel. Moreover, John McKay, the U.S. Attorney for Western Washington, told the group that giving the detainees access to counsel would interfere with intelligence gathering by the U.S. government.
Indeed, much of the intelligence the government has gathered regarding al-Qaeda has come from interviews with detainees. To obtain this information, interviewers need to establish a relationship of trust with their subjects. The presence of counsel necessarily intrudes on this relationship of trust, undermining interviewers' ability to learn about the enemy and its plans.
In rebuttal, Neil Sonnett minced no words in describing the case of Jose Padilla. Padilla was initially held as a material witness, and he had a lawyer.
It was not until his lawyer was going to court to force the government to put up or shut up that they whisked him out of New York, brought him to South Carolina, and declared him an enemy combatant. And now what they're telling you is they need to isolate him for a long period of time so that he doesn't think that his lawyer is still knocking on the other side of that brig door.
The resolution calling for access to counsel and meaningful judicial review for enemy combatants passed by a vote of 368-76. The resolution also urges Congress to establish clear standards and procedures for designating and dealing with enemy combatants. Since the terrorist attacks of September the 11th, the Bar Association has also pushed for legal protections for those appearing before military tribunals and for immigrants who've been detained by the INS. Wendy Kaufman, NPR News, Seattle.